Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf. Baba Metzia Tzadi Zayin. We are holding at the fifth line off the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara Hu Gavra. There was a story about this fellow, the Shoil Shunro. He borrowed a cat, Michavri, from his friend to clear out the mice. And the mice ganged up on him. Chavur Alei Achbri. So the mice ganged up on him and killed him, Katlu, killed the cat. So the question is, who's at fault? We learned yesterday that when you borrow something, you're fully responsible, except for one thing, called Mesa Machmas Malocha, that died, you know, on the job. The thing just, you know, as it was doing its role, its job, it conked out. Then you're not achroi, you're not responsible. And the Gemara explained, because look, I know I have to look after the animal, but I borrowed it to work with it, right? It wasn't meant for to be put in a cage in the zoo, right? Look, maybe kilta shalte, we learned yesterday. So the question here is, Yasser Rav Ashi, becoming a Bailer, Rav Ashi was sitting and deliberating about this situation. Ki gavna mai, what would you say here? Is this fellow responsible for the cat that was attacked by the mice? Should he have expected this to happen and should have looked out for it? Or do you say, well, kimeisa machmas malachadami? It's just a job hazard. It's just all day's work, right? Or not? Maybe he should have expected. He should have looked out for it. He could have anticipated that perhaps the mice will team up against the cat, and he's responsible. So is it called Mesa Machmas Malacha or not? Amalei Rav Mordechai. So he told the Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Vimi Magrunya. He quoted Rava, Mishmei the Rava, with a mashal. Look, Gavra. You have a man, a strong man. The Nashi Katlu, who was knocked down, killed by women. Right? He shouldn't have let it happen. There's no question who's at fault. He's to blame. He shouldn't have allowed them to gang up on him. So here as well, this fellow who borrowed the cat, he's not to blame. The cat is to blame. He's not expected to anticipate this to happen. This is not, something he would have expected. Interestingly, they bring over here from a Pirush on the Ein Yaakov called Pirush Habayna. Why did the Gemara pick this mashal here with a man who was knocked down by the... The Gemara is teaching us self-esteem. A person should not look down on himself, because then it sort of makes him susceptible to be, taken over and ruled over by people that are, by weaker forces than himself. Rather, he should view himself as, with a full confidence, full self-respect and self-esteem, like a man. In which case, he'll overcome all adversity. Interesting lesson presented in the Gemara. So bottom line, this fellow is Potter. Okay, next story. Ikadam, there's another version of the same story, that he borrowed the cat to devour, to eat up the mice. And what happened? He did too good of a job. Ochel achbri tuba, he ate one too many. V'chavu l'meis, and he got, heated up and he died. So the question is he responsible? Is it called Mesa Machmas Malach and his Potter? Or do we say he should have looked out and, kept a check on the cat? Amar le Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, once again, no, he's not to blame. Hachi Amar Avimi Magruni, he quotes Ravimi Magruni, Gavri, a man who was physically involved in too many women, Nderashi Gatu, and therefore he was overwhelmed and he died. Leidinu Leidan, there's no question who's to blame. He's at fault. In this case, the cat is to blame and not the fellow who borrowed it. Amar Rava, Haiman de Boy le Mishal Midi Mechavrei, Billy Potter. Listen to this. If a person wants to borrow an item from his friend and be exempt from, responsibility, you know what he should do? Leim Alei, he should ask his friend Reuven, listen, do me a favor, Ashkain Maya, as he's about to borrow the car, say, could you pour me a drink of water? In this case, it turns into Dehavi She'elu B'Bailam. He borrowed it together with the owner who was serving him at that very moment. And that exempts him from Einus, right? Now let's say the lender, the owner, the Reuven is a smart fellow, and he realizes what this fellow has in store for him. So how does he bypass this? Namely, he tells him, look, Shaul Bereshah, sure, I'll lend you the car. Here, take the keys, borrow it, and then, here's a drink. In this way, at the moment that he borrowed, right, the Sha'as She'elah, which is the critical moment, he hasn't been serving him, so it doesn't really apply. Amar Rava, Mikri Dardaki. You have the, you know, the teacher, the Cheder Rebbe in the town. Shasla, like a landscaper, a fellow who's hired to plant your vines for, you know, for commission, like a sharecropper. Tavcha, he's a shoychet, v'umna, a bloodletter. Sapar, Mosa, he's the town's barber. Kulain, all these individuals, be'idon avitayah, when they're working, k'she'elu v'baylam domes, if you borrow something at that moment, since he's serving you at that moment, it's called she'elu v'baylam. Now, from Rashi, it's mashma, it sounds like he was serving him at that very moment. So it was in the middle of the haircut, and then, you know, other Rishonim will learn, that wouldn't be much of a chiddush, obviously. I mean, if he's serving me, he says, she'elu v'baylam. The point here is that since he's available, right, he's a town's barber, he's open from 9 to 5, available to give haircuts. So throughout that entire day, he's considered at my service. In which case, it's called she'elu v'baylam if I borrow something from him at that very moment. Interesting twist. Amar lei rabbanan l'rabbas, the rabbanan from the Beis HaMedrash, the Talmidim, they turned to Rava, who was the Rosh Hashiva, she'elu l'nmar. You know, you're loaned to us, so to speak. Rashi says, Rabbeinu nishal lonu l'machteinu. L'lmoid lonu teiru. She'yoyishiva melamed. Rashi about halfway down the oven. She'yoyishiva melamed lonu teiru. Look, you're sitting, teach us teiru all day. You're serving us. V'im nishal imenu behema umeisa nefater. In which case, if we go and we borrow your car, we're potter. She'elu v'balam. Because you're loaned to us the entire day when you're teaching us teiru. Ikpitz, he wasn't too happy about this proposal. Amar Lubi tells him, Lafkuli Mamayna Kabayisu, you're trying to extract my money? I mean, what are you trying to do? Adra, if anything, it's the other way around. You're serving me. Atun, Shiltunli, you know why? Dilo no, because look, on my end, I have the prerogative. I can switch Masechtas if I choose to switch to a different Masechta if I, you know, feel it's more important for me to review the other Masechta, right? I'm in the driver's seat. Matzi Ishtamutilchu, I could sort of switch, shift. From one masechta to the other at will. Atun leimotzi sulush tamuti. But you can't choose any masechta you want. So basically, you're sort of committed to me, not the other way around. Says the Mor B'loi, it's incorrect. It's not that Rava was totally loaned to them or the other way around. It depends at what point in the year. You shall luhu b'yamidakala. Yamidakala were those days when they used to get together before the Yom Tov and learn about the, you know, upcoming Yom Tov. So during that, you know, seminar, so to speak, he was loaned to them because he can't switch the topic. He has to discuss, you know, the upcoming Yom Tov. So he's committed to them. Whereas for the remainder of the year, in who they are, Shilulei, they are loaned to him. They're committed to him, to serve him, to, you know, to listen to his learning, Bishar Yaimi, throughout the rest of the year. Merema bar Chanina, that was his name. Oigar kuid naisa bechuzoi. He hired out one of his donkeys to the people of bechuzoi. Nafak lidluy to an abadayu. And as they took the animal, he went out, you know, to help them load up the animal. Pashubo mis. So they were negligent, and the animal died. Also, come to Rava. They come to Rava. Chayvino. He required them to pay for the. Amalei Rabban. Rabban turned to Rava. What do you mean? Pshima b'alami. Sure, they were negligent, but the owner was right there and serving them. That's called the Baal Avima. Ichsef, he was embarrassed, he didn't have an answer. Lasavi Gleimilsa, turns out, the Lemesa Tuno de Nafak. He wasn't trying to help them load up, he's trying to inspect how heavy that load was, whether it was within these animals' load capacity. So he wasn't helping them at all, he wasn't loaned to them, there was no Baal Avima in their Chayiv, which fits with what Rebbe said. Asks the Gemara, what's the whole issue to begin with? I mean, they were Peshea here, right? Hanichel Madamar Pshuba Baal Potter. So if you go according to the view that when you're doing pshia with the owner's presence, you're exempt. Okay, that explains why he was taken aback and whatever. But if you hold that pshia bebalam is not potter, as we had a few days ago, so why was he stumped? Answers the more you write, there was no pshia here. Why mifsha pashuba? There was no negligence. What happened was it was stolen from them and it died naturally in the Ganav's possession. Umesa kadarka began of Havi. And then they approached Rava, and he obligated them to pay. And Rashi explains because, you know, as soon as it was taken from them by way of this thievery, that's it. They're chayiv right then and there. Who cares what happens later, if they died naturally or not? The fact is, as soon as it was taken away from them, it's lost from the owner. They're chayiv. On that, the Rabbanon challenged Rava. Okay, you're chayiv because of a geneva? Amrle Rabbanon le Rava. What do you mean? But it's geneva bebalam. Because we thought that the owner was coming to help them load up the animal. Yichsiv. So he was embarrassed. And it turns out it was a mistake. L'soiv glei milsa. Turns out it was discovered he wasn't trying to assist them. Rather, he was trying to inspect and police what they were doing. L'meisa tu nevudinafik. Says the Mishnah. Shoyel es haporo. So Shimon borrows a poro, shalach chatziyim, usachara chatziyim, until 12 o'clock, it's alone. Starting 12 o'clock, I'm paying you for that use. So it's partial loan, partial rental. Or another case, shalach hayim, usachara machar. He borrowed it Sunday, but rented it for Monday. Sachar achas, shalach achas, a third case. He borrowed two animals, one he loaned and one he rented. Umesa, and the animal died. The question is which one, when, what time, right? Hamashalimer, so the owner says, well, it died, right? Ines, but it was Shula Mesa, right? In the third case where there were two animals, I'm telling you, it was the one that was borrowed that died in Yuchayev, because a Shail is Chayev even for Ines. I understand a Seicher is Pater for Ines, but this animal that died was the one you borrowed. Or in the second case where it was a matter of days, right? One day it was loan, one day it was a rental. So he says, I'm telling you, it died on the day that it was borrowed, on Sunday. And regarding the first case, where the day itself was split into two parts, I'm telling you, it was before 12 o'clock when it was in a loan state. So that's the owner, okay? So he's certain that you have to pay. Shimon responds, any day, you know what, I'm not sure what time, what day, which one, Chayim, he has to pay. Rashi says, Bari B'Shem, Bari Aleph. When you have somebody that's certain and somebody that's uncertain, the Bari, the one that's confident, he wins. What about if the Seicher, Shimon is the one who is Bari versus the owner who doesn't know? Seicher Aymer, the renter claims, Shura Mesa. So this is referring to the third case. Was a choice between the Shula and the Schura. He says the one that was rented, that was the one that died on Potter. Or in the second case where it was a matter of days, but Yom Shoyse Schura Mesa, it died on Monday when it was rented. Or in the first case when it was a matter of hours, Bishah Shoyse Schura Mesa died during the rental time. Well, I mean, then the owner says, I'm not sure, Potter. In this case, it switches around. He's Potter because he's the one that. Third case, Zaymer Shula of Zaymer Schura. Reuben says it was the borrowed one. Shimon says it was the rented one on Potter. So now Shimon has to swear that in fact he's right. And then Rashi says, what do you mean? Where do we find such a shvua that you have to substantiate this type of argument with a shvua? The Gemara will discuss it. Okay, case number four. Reuben and Shimon are not sure. Both don't know what happened. In this case, we say it's called mamayna mutal besafek. It's money that's in a state of uncertainty, and we say yachleiku, they split it 50-50. So now, in the first case, or in the second case, we seem to say, Shamas Mine, we seem to conclude from here, that Manali Biyotcha, Reuben tells Shimon, look, you owe me money. Vadai Mine Yedin, Shimon says, I'm not sure. Bari against Eshema, what does the Mishnah tell us? Who wins? The Bari, Chayev, he has to pay. But that's not so clear. Leimot to Avatuv to the Rav Nachman, it seems to be inconsistent with Rav Nachman's opinion, who says that even when there's a Bari against Eshema, so what? You can't extract money just based on a claim. The Itmar, as we learned, manali biyatcha, look, you owe me money. And the fellow says, I'm not sure. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, they both hold that he has to pay. Amri chaye, because Bari against Eshema, Bari wins. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon, Amri, no, Potter, he doesn't have to pay. Rashi explains, uki ma moina b'cheskas mori. The money stays where it is, in its owner's possession. V'letavkim is fake, you can't force it out because of a suffix, once you have a proof, right? Just because he's not sure, it's not enough basis for obligating payment. So why now Mishnah does he have to pay? Answers the Gemara, here it's different. Could the Amar Rav Nachman, as Rav Nachman tells us elsewhere, Kigon Sheishik Esak Shvo Benin, was speaking that there was some sort of oath arrangement going on here. Hachinami here as well was speaking Kigon Sheishik Esak Shvo Benin. What happened was that Shimon had some sort of oath, some sort of shvuah to make. And since he can't really substantiate his claim, he doesn't know. So when you have a chiv of a shvuah and you can't make a shvuah, then you have to pay. How exactly did this, you know, what exactly is going on? He's chayv yeshvuah and he can't make it. Okay, the Rav, as Rav explains. Dama Rav, Reuven tells Shimon, look, you owe me money, right? Shimon says, look, I owe you only 50. This is the classic Maidim Amiktsas, right? Partial admission, which typically triggers a shvuah on Shimon's part. He has to go and substantiate his partial denial. But the problem is, he's not really denying the other 50. He's not sure. Vashar, regarding the remainder, the other 50, any of them, I'm not sure. So on the one hand, he's chayv yeshvuah, but he can't swear. So his hands are tied either way. The halacha is, if you can't swear, then you have to pay. So based on this principle, we will understand the Mishnah as well, because likewise, it's speaking where there is such an element of chayv yeshvuah without the ability to swear. Mishkachas la. So the Mishnah will happen like this. So the Mishnah, we're now sort of splitting into two parts. We have three cases, right? He borrowed one animal, part day was she'ela, part day was schirus. Second case, he borrowed one animal, Sunday was a loan, Monday was a rental. That's called a ratio. The first two cases are the ratio. Seifo is speaking about the third case, where it involved two animals. One was a loan, and one was a rental. Okay? So ratio, in order to properly explain the first part of the Mishnah and inject this element of Esek Shavua, it must be that there were two parais. The Sefer Begimel, and regarding the next part of the Mishnah, the third case, evidently there were three animals. Let's see. Reisha Beis, the first part is speaking that there were two animals. The Amalei, Reuben tells Shimon, Beis, parais, Masarti Loch. Look, remember I gave you two animals? Pal Gediyami Beshelo, Pal Gediyami Beshiris. Right? Half day was alone, the rest was a schirus on both animals. Inami, or, in the second case of the Mishnah, one day azoy, right? Chad yomi b'sheilah, Sunday they were both being lent to you. Chad yomi b'schirus, Monday both rented to you. This is all, you know, Reuben speaking. And I'm telling you, I know for a fact that both animals died when they were being loaned, whether it was the hours or it was the day that they were being loaned. Okay, so basically, although they died, you pay me because it's an oinus, you're a shayel, you're a chayel. Varmali is shayel, and Shimon responds, look, part I admit, the other part I don't know. It's like the 50 I admit and 50 I don't know. Chada, regarding one animal, yeah, you're right. Incorrect. Bein din shayel meisa, it died while it was being loaned, and I have to pay you for it. Vidach leidana, regarding the other animal, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happened. Bein din shayel meisa, bein din schirus meisa, whether it was being loaned at the time or it was being rented. So we say, look, too bad on you. If you admit it partially, that's a moed of miktsas, which typically triggers a shvuah, but you can't make a shvuah because you're not even sure what happened. Since you can't make a shvuah, you have to pay. So that's regarding the first part of the Mishnah. We say for Begimel. And let's just move on another piece here regarding the next part of the Mishnah, where it was two animals, right? Evidently, it's speaking that he actually lent him three. So we have to add another animal to the case of the Mishnah to properly explain the mission. The Amalei, Reuben tells Shimon, Gimel, Poros, and Sati Loch. Remember, I gave you three animals, Beis, B'Sheila, V'Achas, B'Schirus. Two I lent you, and one I rented you. Umeisu, Hanitarte, D'Sheila, and two animals died. Two died. Which ones? The ones that were being loaned. And Yochai, because it's an Oinus. V'Amalei, Sheil, and again, the borrower, Shimon, responds with a sort of iffy response. Incorrect. Chada, D'Sheila, Meis. I know for certain that one of the two that died was a Sheula. I have to pay for it. The other one, I'm not sure. The Sheila Mesa, whether it was the one that was borrowed that died, or the kind of the Schirus, the one that survived was the one that was rented, or the other way around. I don't know. Either Schirus Mesa, the one that died was the rented one, but the kind of the Sheila, the one that survived was the borrowed one. I'm not sure. So again, it's the same story. Since he's stuck, he has to make a shvo, but he can. The halacha is that he'll have to pay. So basically, we had a kasha. How are we obligating him to pay? It's just it's one against one. It's he said, right? Bari v'shem, according to Rav Nachman, you don't win a case like that. The answer is, there's much more than that. There was a esek shvua, which compelled him to swear because of by the mitzvah. And since he couldn't, because he was uncertain as to the exact details of the story, and therefore he has to pay. So that's basically the Mishnah, the Gemara. Let's just recap the Gemara Amud Aleph as well. We have the story with the cats and the mice. He's not responsible. We have the story with the fellows that are serving the town, the townspeople. They're called the Sheila Bavailim. And regarding the Rebbe and the Yeshiva, at what point is he considered Shoal, what not? And the fellow who lent the rented the mule, we figured he was helping them, really wasn't giving them a helping hand. He was actually supervising, in which case it's not called Sheila Bavailim. All the best to you and Atzlacha.